You're listening to Boggy Talk, Faith Conversations in the Mud, a resource of Church on Bayshore.
Hey, welcome to Boggy Talk. And man, this is a special, special, special Boggy Talk because we have...
Your faithful co-host is here.
You're here. And someone else is here. Mahima, say hello.
Hello.
Oh, Mahima is making Boggy Talk younger and international.
Yes.
This week.
Yes. We are so cool this week.
I know. Wow. This is amazing. It is kind of hard to believe that you are here.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Good reaction. So, Mahima, some of you met her Sunday, and a few of you have had the opportunity to hang out with her during the week, and we wanted her to come on Boggy Talk and share. So, Mahima, her father is Asaram Kamble. Her mother is Newton, and her younger sister is...
Pratna.
Sorry, guys, coughing over here.
Yeah,
I'm so choked up already.
I'm going to make a really long story short, but we've known, James has known you since you were 7. I've known you since you were 9. Your father is one of the pastors in South Asia who we are supporting and who we are is helping see churches planted and great things happening. And we're thankful that you are able to be here. You've been in school in Portland, Oregon, yeah, for the past 10 months, and you are about to go back mm-hmm. to your family for the summer for 3 months. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
She is from a very wealthy Indian family who sent her to school overseas. No, tell that. I think we should start there.
So we're going
to
start.
How did you end up in the United States?
First of all, you're not from a very wealthy family.
No.
So how did you end up in the States for school?
So someone told me about this Bible college, and because I always wanted to be a missionary and I always wanted to do the theology course, right? So this pastor comes over in my house and he goes, "Hey, I have told you about this college, right? Haven't you started applying it yet?" I'm like, "Wait, was I supposed to apply and like really work out the plan?" And then God worked and he brought me here.
Yeah, and provided the money for the funding.
Yes. Yeah, a church is paying, right?
Yeah,
a church.
Yeah, the church is paying me for 2 years. I'm praying God for more 2 years because the course is for 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Amazing. Yeah. So you're funded for 2 years. And, hey, anybody listening is like, "Hey, I'd like to do the next two."
Please. Yeah. Praise God.
And you didn't mention that you were you're a translator. You do mission work with your dad. And so they saw you and saw God's call in your life.
Yes.
And they wanted to support you. You just kind of said God worked it out. But there was a lot that went into that.
There was a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. There's a lot of details. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yes.
That's amazing.
That is God over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you hear those stories, right? But here is one of those stories mm-hmm. right here.
Yeah.
I still think of you as that.
I know.
Tall.
We think of you as small, but you're very tall.
You are tall.
For a 17-year-old from India. You are. That's good. So, hey, we've been doing for the past 2 weeks a series on the next generation, and that's okay. You. You are the next generation. And so you bring a different perspective than us, one because you're younger, because you're not from the United States. And so did you know that you're not from America?
No, I just got to know it now. Thank you for telling me.
That's good. So we wanted you to we're going to ask you some questions and just help you you help us understand some of your perspective coming from a Christian from another country and your experience here in the States the past 2 months. And then also we're going to ask you some questions about the ministry in India specifically. So here's where we're going to start. You come to America and you have ideas about what it's looking like, what it's going to be like. And then you have reality. It is not what you expected. So let's start with your first impressions of America.
I think you loved it enough to ask me many times.
It's so funny. I've had you share this with a few different groups. So.
Yeah. So I land in Portland. All I know about Portland is it's so cold. And so when I land and it's summer, I have like two layers on. I have my dress on and then I have my hoodie on. I land and it's all hot. I'm like, what in the world? So I'm like, what am I supposed to do with the jackets that I brought? And then I'm like, okay, never mind. But Portland did change, did prove me wrong. It turned to be so cold. Mm. So
you're
cold.
Not used to cold from Mumbai.
Yeah. Now I am, but
the 70s, they're freezing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't drink cold water.
Yeah.
Nothing. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But so I get in the car with my friends and this, okay, so this is funny, but we stop at a signal and the signal lights, you call it signal lights?
Traffic lights.
Okay, you call it traffic lights.
In the
okay,
south, we call them red lights.
Red lights. Okay. Doesn't matter what color.
Not the red light.
That red light turned green.
That's right.
So it was so hanging on a string. And I'm like, so a whole entire life that I lived on this earth, my whole 17 years, I was like, okay, America is a bougie country. It's very fancy and it's all this and that and blah, blah, blah. But when I was at the signal, I was like, God, have you put me in the most cheapest part of America? Because this should only happen in India. Why the strings, it looks so cheap to me.
That's really funny.
I was like, no way. And then we went to McDonald's. So at McDonald's, I had two culture shocks. First, you guys have drive-thrus.
We have drive-thrus. Yep.
Yeah, we don't have drive-thrus. So my friend,
drive-thrus would not work very well in India.
No.
Specifically Mumbai.
Yeah, it's chaotic.
Yeah, everyone would be like honking at each other. But the thing is that so my friend's like, I'm like, wait, are we not going inside? She's like, no, we'll just order. I'm like, okay, maybe she has done a mobile order or something. And then she orders her whatever she wants. And then she goes, okay, Mama, your turn. I'm like, what? Am I supposed to speak in this speaker? Like, I'm still struggling with it because I don't know how to order like that. It's weird to not see a person and order and not have like many choices. It's completely weird, but that's okay. Second culture shock I had was...
Did you order a paneer Big Mac too at the...
no, they don't have paneers.
Chicken tikka sandwich.
Chicken tikka nuggets or whatever.
I wish they had, but they...
They do. They have that little spice, piri piri sauce too in India. Mm, yeah. So good. You don't like piri piri?
My mom does.
Okay. Yeah, she does. She really loves it. Your mom?
Oh, yeah, she likes it.
Okay, sorry.
How do you know about it?
Because I had McDonald's with your mom.
Oh,
and
perfect.
And family, for clarity.
Okay.
Not just me and your mom were at McDonald's. Sorry.
So funny.
You're so funny. Okay. The second
question. Somebody thinks we're funny.
I know. Can we have you on here every week just to laugh at our jokes since no one else is?
I'm used to my dad, so.
Okay.
So... Okay.
You just ruined the compliment by.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Okay. So anyway, second thing
about McDonald's.
This is what buggy talk is like.
I know.
Yes. Okay. It's random things.
I'm just like letting you speak. So
I'm getting choked up again.
I'm sorry. Okay. So second thing that I had a culture shock as your guys's chicken sandwich, whatever you call it. It's not the real chicken.
It's McDonald's chicken sandwich.
I need like a 1 minute silence for that.
A moment of silence for the chicken sandwich.
Yeah, it's,
and you guys call it all burgers.
Yeah. So when I came here, I'm like, I want a burger. And then my friend goes, okay, what type of burger would you like? Do you like a ham or pork? Okay, hamburgers are different. Pork is different. And then like you have different types of like sandwiches. I'm like, no, sandwich is something that is like have a square bread and which has like something inside it and like it's toasted. That's a sandwich. No, for you guys, it's a bun, not a chicken.
Anything between bread is a sandwich.
Yeah, that I
except for beef, and that's a burger.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes.
A beef is burger.
You're
everything
welcome.
Else is a sandwich.
You're welcome.
Because you're in America.
Don't say we've never taught you anything.
And we're right, because we're America.
That's right.
I'm just kidding.
So let's move on from the Golden Arches to
that's
the church. Christians.
Yeah.
What was your first impression of Christians and going to church in America?
Okay. So
you have to speak into that microphone.
Yeah, too. I know.
Yeah.
But I had to like make sure I'm talking about the right thing.
You're good.
So you're asking me about like how
is the difference in church here?
Church here? You guys have church, it's a big thing. It's a big like big house where not a big house.
Building.
Oh, yeah. Big building. Oh, American English and British English. Don't do that, please. So It's so hard for me. So you have big buildings where you have like different houses and
rooms.
What am I saying?
Rooms.
Different rooms and different like places to go. I'm like, okay, we don't have those. People is our church because it's because we have a lot of persecution and the government, when you say, oh, we have to hire a hall, at least a hall where like it's a big space where we can worship. The government goes, nah. And then they just don't give
us. Is that really what they do? Like you send your form in and they go, nah.
That's a dramatic nah. they would make sure you don't get the place anywhere.
Yeah.
In that area, you won't find it. So it's really hard.
Well, I remember 2 years ago when we were there, the place where we met, that was the last time they were allowed to meet there. The place was not allowed to rent to them anymore.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so that's happening a lot, even more so as the government continues to clamp down and persecute the Christians. Yeah. So there's not a place to meet necessarily. You meet wherever you can. A lot of house churches meeting in homes. So what else did you notice different about, let's talk about churches and then let's talk about Christians. So what else did you notice different about churches?
Like the place church.
The place to the people. Yeah.
The gathering.
Yeah. The gathering.
The gathering. We have house churches. That's the big reason we do house churches. And it's also great because it reminds us of Acts. About how like there were like small churches, and even I was talking with someone today, and the lady from your church, she goes, oh yeah, I can see like, you know, Acts like really happening in front of my eyes. So I really like that, and I really appreciate that about my church. Here it's okay, you got different person every single Sunday, and like most of the people, okay, the people that I'm hanging out with, most of the people in the church don't even know her name. And I'm like, okay. But people in India, everyone knows everyone. We know about like what's going in your life so that we can pray for you. And people over here is like, of course, we have different types of Christianities. I mean, different point of view of Christianity. Mm-hmm. Like, not different type of Christianity.
Like denominations kind of things?
No, it's like about, because I'm talking about the people who were born Christian and who lived Christian. Mm. They were baptized but still don't go to church. That's crazy. I don't know how that works. But
preach! Anyway, moving on.
Yeah.
So
thank you though for saying that.
Yeah, but in India, when you baptize, you're like, okay, you belong to Jesus. Not everyone does that, but still, it's a big decision. Baptism is a huge decision. So yeah, it's so different. Do you want me to share about the?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Share what you want to share.
So I, when I first came
here, he's gonna say yes no matter what you say.
Like, go ahead.
Do you want me to share? Yes.
If I tell you no, it looks really bad for me to tell you no what to say or not.
You know what? If we don't like what you say, we just edit it.
That's right.
Hey, yeah. Are you going to edit something?
I don't know.
Okay. Usually it's just me.
I'm like James. Not you, I'm protecting you.
He edits me.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry. Anyway, keep going.
Keep going.
So I have this. So I came here and then we had an evangelism group going out that week, and I'm just so new to the States and to the culture, and I'm all learning, and I'm so on fire for God, and I'm like, okay, let's go and share gospel to people. So I see this girl with her dog, with her big dog, and I was like, okay, I can share gospel to her. She seems nice. I went to her and I started sharing about Jesus. Her reply to me, I was shocked. I was shocked for like whole semester. I'm like, how in the world you guys do it? But praise God, I took evangelism class, and then I understood how everything works like different in this state. But so what she says, she's like, oh, I know about Jesus. I've been baptized when I was 7, but I just don't like to go to church. I'm like, oh no, don't do that. You have a good life. You choose not to have Jesus. Whereas where I come from, it's so different because you just don't know about Jesus. That's why you don't know about him. But here you choose not to believe in him, even though you're baptized. And I'm like, don't do that, please.
Yeah, that's good. You're talking about the culture, like our cultural, we call cultural Christianity.
You got my point.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
What was it like growing up where predominant number of people you were around were not Christians. I know you were at a Christian school, so you had more Christians, right? No. But, oh, okay, no.
I was the only Christian.
Okay, so what was that like?
And they were all shocked that I am Christian, even though they came to a Christian school.
Yeah,
so,
wow.
So, surrounding with a lot of Hindus, I think coming to the Bible college has really blessed me because I have surrounded with the people who know God, who love God, and who want to pursue Jesus. But in India, it's really hard because everyone is, you know, believing in different gods. And like when I go to their birthdays, they have a different type. You remember I talked to you about it. They have a different type of tradition to celebrate their birthdays where they put like the orange color paint on your head and stuff like that. So, and they asked me to do it. So I'm really grateful that some of my friends were never mad when I said no to them. But you know, it's all, every single year they have many festivals, and they'll invite you to one and then you say no every single time because you're leaving your good neighbors, and you say no again and again, and then it low-key hurts the relationship. So you have to be very careful in how you're approaching to all the Hindus around you.
I just love that you just said low-key hurts the relationship, and then your accent. It's amazing.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Sorry, I'm turning into American.
That's good. Well, I think
low-key is probably a Marathi word too. Low-key? Is that not a Marathi? Not low-key, but low-key? Is that low-key. Anything in Marathi or Hindi?
No.
Okay,
no.
We'll edit that out. Okay, anyway, moving on. Yeah. Okay, Justin had a question for you.
So, you know, you're thinking hard now. But you have talked a lot about your parents and their influence
on
you.
Yes.
And I mean, parents do have an influence for better or for worse. So I want to talk about like how you have learned about following Jesus from your parents.
Oh, yeah. Good question.
And you've learned differently from your mom and your dad. They're 100% a team.
Oh, yeah.
And they are 100% equally awesome, but they're very different.
They are very different.
They are both wonderful and both faithful and both love the Lord, but God uses them in different ways. And I mean, knowing you and knowing them, I see both of them in you.
That's good.
Yeah, it is good. So I want you to just talk about how did your parents influence you? How did you learn and what did you learn from them?
So let's start with my dad. Dad, I love my mom too. Okay,
it's
mom,
okay. Start I love with your dad. You. It's
but,
fine.
But starting with my dad, I've always seen my dad on his knees and praying. And something I really like to share about him is, so whenever anything happens, like whenever like we heard about a persecution or like anything, even like when we are like trying to get a haul for Christmas or something, and they reject. Of course, as a child, I'm so focused on what my dad is doing and how he will like work out in this situation. And I'm like, dad, I always have this question. Dad, what you will do now? I always have this question. He's like, and all the time he's like, Mahima, my God is big. And my God is bigger than this. He has always told me, always like, since I'm like a child, I'm like, dad, what you will do now? This seems stressing to me. I cannot even imagine being at your place because he's in leadership and he has to face a lot of challenges. But like looking at him and like looking at his faith is like, wow. I'm like, and whenever whenever we have certain problems in our church or something, he'll get on his knees and he'll start praying. And I'm like, I want to be like him. And when I was like, 13 or 14, maybe, I saw my dad and like he always prays right on his knees. And I'm like, okay, my dad, if I had this weird thought, like if God loves my dad so much, he loves me too. And then I started praying like him coming on my knees and like praying. And then I didn't understand at that time. But now I realized that the Holy Spirit was imparting his word into me. It was like bringing out the truths. The truths, like all the gems and like everything that's in the word, as I was like looking at my dad and doing it. You know how a little child like looks at its parents and does the same thing?
Right.
I did that, and I've seen God blessing me in that. About my mom, I feel like her faith is transferred into mine. there was a time when I was like, Mom, I'm done with this medication. And then my mom was like, okay, Mima, pray like this. And then I prayed like that. And since that day, I'm all fine. Mm. And I'm like, so seeing her faith, she's a prayer warrior of our house. So like, she always prays for everything. And I'm like, because of her prayer, my dad is like able to do a lot of ministry. So it's like, it's both ways. It's not only one way. So I really appreciate her prayers. And she always like, always encourages me. Even now, she would, if I call her, she'd be like, did you memorize verse? What did you learn today? What did you read today? Tell me. And I'm like, wow, it's a blessing to have parents who check on me if I'm doing good with my relationship with God. So yeah, they have really imparted me. Mm. And like looking at their faithfulness towards God, it has really made me think and like follow Jesus. And it has really helped me to surrender my life to God.
Mm.
That was so long, but
that's good. Just
keep talking about my parents. Yeah,
they're pretty amazing. That's for sure.
Yeah,
that's so, for sure.
Well, what has God put on your heart? What is he calling you to as best as you can tell now?
Tell now? Yeah, because he changes every time.
Right, yeah.
For now, so growing up, I have always thought about it. Like, I have Jesus, right? And he's like my best friend. I have academic problems. I have problem with my friendships. I don't know what or a certain thing. I go to him. He won't complain. He won't tell me like, oh no, you're wrong and all the ways. He would accept me and he would like help me throughout every single thing, like every little small thing, even today getting Chick-fil-A, you know, he's like,
you're telling us that Jesus gave you the Chick-fil-A. You sound like a Southern Christian now.
Yeah, no, but like,
I know, I'm just teasing.
Yeah, no, you can do that.
Thank you for permission.
Okay. So I've seen God all the time working with me, through me, in me, everywhere. But when I look at these kids under the bridge, it really breaks my heart because I'm like, I have Jesus and I can go to him for anything free of cost. But looking at these children, they don't have Jesus. Mm-hmm. Like I've always said this, and like I think it would be my title. Can you imagine your life without Christ? No, you cannot. It's hard. It's weird. I cannot imagine. But the people over there are dying. So sharing gospel is a challenge in India. But we can build relationships. And I think personally, I would really like to start a school for these kids. And if I start a school so that they would know me and their parents would know me, and then I would build a good relationship with them, right? And like when I'm providing for their means and like their daily needs, they would think, okay, this girl is not harmful, or she's like not talking only about Jesus. She's not a Jesus freak, but like she would come, like she is really for us and not against us. Mm-hmm. So when I provide their means, it's easier for me to share gospel to them because they know me personally. Mm-hmm. So that's why I want to start a school for the kids, and also so that they can learn, because in most of the Indian schools, they don't talk about mm-hmm. Jesus, right? Mm-hmm. So where I want to open a school where I can tell them about Jesus mm-hmm. openly, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's what my prayer is.
Yeah. And you've seen that modeled through some of the churches and your pastor and the other leaders and the like women in the church who do that. They do what you're talking about. They go and serve and then they have the opportunity to share it. So it's been modeled for you and it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I mean, and churches are being planted this way.
Yeah.
Because they're seeing how much you love them and they see that you're not, you don't want anything from them other than to serve them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's awesome.
Yeah. I feel like that's what Jesus was like, build relationships. God is all about relationships. He made us so that we can have a relationship with him. So I feel like building relationships is a real key of like sharing gospel, because people can really know you and trust you.
Right. Absolutely. So let's talk really quickly too, just about, I mean, you've mentioned this earlier, the government making it more difficult for Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain that a little bit more? Just what it means, what you've seen, even in your short life, you've seen it increase.
Short life.
Yeah.
That's
it's,
good.
You know, and just some of the difficulties for the church in India.
Okay. So I don't know if this thing is still there, but when my dad told me that the Indian government is trying to make India a Hindu nation, where they will come to your house, they will do a survey, and they'd be like, okay, so are you Hindu or what do you consider yourself as? And if I would say I'm Christian, they would not do anything. They would go back. They'd be like, okay, we are taking all of your rights from there. So you don't have the rights to government, like whatever the government gives you. No, you are not. They will cut off your access from that. And then you cannot have gas. You cannot have water supply. So like they're trying, they're like thinking about persecuting us in that way. So that's a challenge. And also like living in India, like I have to close my doors when I pray. And I'm like, they don't have to do that. So it's really a challenge because sometimes they hit our missionaries, mm-hmm. and that has happened, and I've seen that, and I've like, what? But the beautiful thing is, the more I've seen this in my life, the more persecution has happened, the more gospel is spread.
Ooh, so that's good.
Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I mean, we are not afraid of persecution because Jesus already said, mm-hmm. "Hey, they hated me." I mean, look mm-hmm. at me. What Jesus mm-hmm. did? He died. Mm-hmm. But like, they're gonna hate you too. And if you love me, they will hate you. And I think we should be pretty open to that because persecution will happen.
Yeah. Yeah,
Jesus
absolutely.
Has already said it.
And in the book of Acts, if you read the story of the early church when they were persecuted, you know, they didn't pray for the persecution to stop. They prayed for more boldness. And I think as Americans, we feel because the country has shifted from a Judeo-Christian foundation a little bit, we feel like that's the end of the world, right? If we really did. But the reality is, as Christians, while we want to be in a place where there's freedom of religion, and we want that for every country, we need to understand our calling is clear, mm-hmm. no matter what. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you go over to India, you read their newspapers, there's no doubt there are groups that are saying, hey, we need to get rid of all outside cultural influences. Mm-hmm. They associate, I think you said this, they associate right. Jesus as an American God, right?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. And so they're trying to get rid of Christianity. There is a growing secularization in India. You know what this means? Like more people who are like, be human, coexist. That is growing. So they are advocates of Christians and Muslims, but not necessarily Christians. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, I guess.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know what will happen in the future, but it does seem like these radicals are fighting hard for
humanity
return.
Rights.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just kind of have one question. So I remember my first time I met you, I'd already met your dad, but this was the second time, and we were in your home at the time, which was just the one room, remember? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And
that's the house isn't in.
We were praying for who to partner with, and he shares us this vision, and myself and Tad and Amy and Michael Fletcher, you remember mm-hmm. Michael Fletcher, we're in the room and we're like, he has the vision. We want to help. Right. So I go back to then, that was 2013. And then this past trip, I was able to go, and I hadn't been in a while because of COVID and all coming here, and just to see how the Lord has taken care of your family. And I praise Jesus that, you know, you guys aren't like, where are we going to get food from tomorrow? I just praise God for his provision because I remember that for you. But secondarily, to see all the churches, all the leaders, what has it been like for you to see God grow that ministry?
Mm-hmm. It's always a blessing to look back, and it's always a blessing because whenever hard times come, it's like not only about hard times, but like, it's good to look back and praise Jesus because of his faithfulness and how he's never failing. You know, you will never fail. He never fails. He never, ever fails. And like seeing him, not while only reading his words, not only when David says, God, you're my help and I know your unfailing love is with me. No, not that. Like looking that worst happening in your life. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. It's like God is walking with you and through you. It's wonderful. And it's always a great blessing. Like how God can start from zero to thousands. And like, standing in front of many people, like seeing my dad and like preaching the word. And like many people coming to God's kingdom. Mm-hmm. It's so beautiful.
It is. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's awesome, I think, about your dad's testimony, and then you're wrapped into this as this child, is, you know, he came to Christ as a child through a missionary, and he grew up in a slum area.
Mm-hmm.
And because he came to faith in Christ, his family turned their back on him for a period. And then some of them have come to know Christ now.
Yeah.
But I think because who could imagine that this child from a poor slum in India,
Mankird.
Mankird, you know, and that God would use this child as he grows up. I mean, there, when your father enters heaven, there will be rejoicing from a lot of people who are there because of him.
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome? That'll make you like cry. Like,
I am, you know, so proud.
And I believe that, I mean, there are, that is true of you and your mom as well. And I think that's just an amazing thing. And so it's really our joy and privilege to just be a little bitty bitty part of it, fan the flame, help it go, you know. I'm always humble when your dad calls and is like, pray for me. I'm like, no, I need you to pray for me.
Yeah, I know.
I think that's a beautiful thing. And so I think that's, you know, as for all of us, no matter what God calls us to, we need to remember God can and does use the most unlikely of people to do extraordinary things. And that's what he's doing. And that's what he's going to do in you. You know?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, we're just so thankful for you sharing.
We are.
And I just have people have a little bit more insight into your life and background and your perspective on things.
And you're going to have to come back and share more.
That's right.
At some point.
That's right.
Right.
And you will not remember everybody's names, and you'll feel like we do when we go to India and we're like, everyone. And they're like, hello. And I'm like, I think I remember you. So
you have to.
But you've had a good time with some people.
I did. I had some quality time with some people. Yeah, and it's really good to know their hearts. Thank you.
Yeah, for it's a joy.
Hang out with all the people.
Yeah. Well, I think everyone who's been around you has been like, we love her.
I love them all too.
It's good. Well, we're going to wrap it up. So at the end of every Bible talk for this whole season, we have ended with a Mount Rushmore, like our four favorite or four most iconic things of something. So we're going to ask you, Mahima, are you ready?
No.
Your four favorite American foods. So, you know, like, you come to America and you're fully American now. Just kidding. But
almost there.
Yeah, there you go. What are your four? There are four top foods in
and
America.
We're going to do American foods too, because we were going to do Indian. But when I go to India on Tuesday, I eat chicken and biryani. On Wednesday, chicken biryani. On Thursday, chicken biryani.
That's so, the best food you could ever have.
It's great the first time, and the second time is good.
I can have it for my lifetime, personally. Yep.
Would you eat Chick-fil-A every meal in America?
It has a lot of calories.
So does chicken biryani.
Yeah.
How much you guys give us when we go over there? You're like, you're our honored guest. Here's a whole chicken.
I joked with Mahima. She came to our house.
Here's a whole chicken.
She came to our house for dinner, and I was like, I'm going to serve you Indian style.
I know. Yes. Like,
oh,
you're
a
full
plate.
You're full. Here's more.
You took one bite. I'm going to fill your plate up again.
It's just like.
And we're going to stare at you. You know the moms do that. That's you know they stare. Do.
That's right.
Okay, now
they like you.
You both are making me feel how you guys feel like you are in India. I know that.
It's good.
I feel every single thing. So God, I'm like,
sure.
Yeah,
you're learning. That's okay. So good. So all right, you're four. Here we go.
Chick-fil-A.
I
do have Chick-fil-A right now.
You have Chick-fil-A right now. You've had how many times this week have you had Chick-fil-A?
Two.
Okay.
Only
okay.
two?
Yeah.
Oh, man, we should have done better.
Mm-hmm.
No, we did better.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, are there Chick-fil-A's in Portland?
There is one, but that's of way long.
Yeah.
Like it takes like 40 minutes to drive.
Oh, wow. The Democrats in Portland don't like that.
Don't
let Chick-fil-A nearby.
Really? Oh, that's
it is. Yeah, it's Liberal City. They don't want Chick-fil-A there because it's a long story.
Oh,
I'll tell you later. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Thank you. What time?
Maybe the next episode of Boggy Talk. Yeah, we'll talk about
right.
that.
That's right. We'll explain it.
Okay. Second, is Starbucks considered as food?
That counts.
What? Okay. What?
Starbucks.
Come on, James. It's what all the young people call Starbucks.
Really?
It's Starbucks.
Starbucks?
Okay.
What do you eat at Starbucks? What do you eat at Starbucks?
If I'm going for breakfast, I like the normal bacon egg sandwich, but I ask them to take out the bacon because I don't eat pork. because it's just allergic or something.
Yeah, that's the best part though for us.
You can just give me extra bacon. Just save all the bacon.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. See, I'm doing a favor to them. thirdly, I like. Give me a minute.
Do you want us to give some of ours now while you're waiting?
Okay. Yeah.
Justin, what are your first two?
I mean, a restaurant, I don't know, but no,
favorite food. It doesn't have to be a restaurant.
Give me a burger.
A burger? Okay.
I mean, hamburger. Yes.
The one with the beef.
The beef.
Okay, please explain.
Yeah, the only kind, patty, but sure. Yeah.
And I'm like, a good, medium burger, put some, I don't even care what's on it, but put everything good on it. And I love it. It's so good. It's the best.
What's the second? She's already said two.
Second, there's not really a ton of American foods. Barbecue. You don't like barbecue because of beef and pork, but we love some barbecue here, and I love barbecue. I like barbecue on a baked potato with a ton of sauce.
Pork?
So good.
Pork? You're talking about pork?
Pork, yeah.
Okay,
pork.
She doesn't
you can't
like
eat it.
It,
so sorry, I'll eat your pork and your bacon.
My first two would be pizza. I love pizza.
Me too.
I love pizza. And then cheese fries. You know, like
I know. I love
See, this
those.
Is why I struggle being kind of fat. Because I like this stuff too. Thank you. You're just complimenting me again. I appreciate it. Okay, what's your number three?
Okay, number three. I got it. I like Cheetos. I know they're not considered as
that's
food.
That's okay.
No, that's a food. Yeah, you're good. You're 17 too, so you know.
The other day I ate just Cheetos for dinner. Never mind. And chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets, okay.
Chicken nuggets. Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets or any chicken nuggets?
No, just chicken nuggets.
Tyson chicken nuggets?
Just from the freezer.
Have you had dino nuggets? Have you had dino nuggets before?
I didn't have those, but I've seen my friends eating
them. Okay.
Did you know that chicken came in the shape of dinosaurs? It's amazing. It's real. 100% natural. It's real.
Yeah. You guys are funny.
Thank you.
Man, I know. I'm not bad.
Tell our
We're
children.
Funny.
That's right, man. This
Something
is great.
Else.
You see why we love going to
I know. They just give us
all things.
I love nachos. Like just nachos with, you can throw everything on there. I mean, that's technically like, that's American.
Mexican.
It's American Mexican. Because
That is
really,
American Mexican.
It's American Mexican. I like American Mexican.
My third would be a great steak, like an amazing New York strip. Cooked medium, like legit medium, not like
some butter
accidental
on that.
Medium. Yeah, that would be number three.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then number four for me would probably be like some like ice cream, fish food ice cream from Ben and Jerry's.
Fish food ice cream?
I don't do it much
it's
anymore.
It's a flavor.
But yeah.
It's a flavor.
It's not fit. No. Yeah.
It's
a long.
Okay.
P-H-I-S-H.
Yeah. So Ben and Jerry's.
You know, like the band you listen to, Fish?
Like, what are you talking about?
Jerry Garcia, right?
We are still speaking English.
Okay. Jerry Garcia was Grateful Dead, not Fish. Fish was like, yeah. It's delicious.
I will go with marshmallows. This is very American. It's homemade churned ice cream. We did that. You came in our house. We had homemade ice cream.
That was delicious.
It was so good. And that's some good stuff.
And then I returned you with some chicken curry.
That's right. And it was so good.
No, I'm taking it home tonight.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to have to drop it off at his house because there were two bags in the
fridge. Oh, you did take mine.
And I took his because I texted him. I said, did you get
your
food?
Your question
was,
yes. I didn't
understand. And I thought he already took it. But
did I get it and take it to the house?
So I saw this other bag. I was like, oh, I'll take this. And then I got home and it had Ross on the list. I was like, oh, man, I thought we had extra. But it's in our fridge, and I'll bring it to your house.
Did your family try it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we ate it.
You're bringing it to her house? You're going to take it all the way to India?
I'm going to take it to India. I'm going to show your mom that you cooked Indian food in America.
How about I go? Oh, I told her. She's so happy.
Yes.
She's like, my dad's like, now you can start a restaurant here. I'm like, no.
Yeah, we tried it. We loved it. Josiah liked it, too. He wanted me to tell you that he tried it. So
that's good.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
We love you.
You're the best.
And we love your family.
Yes,
and we're so glad you're here with us. You are our family.
Too.
Yeah.
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 Well, I would just say to those listening, too, who are part of our church, hey, just thank you for your prayers.
Yes.
Thank you for giving and being a part of what God is doing. I mean, it's helping fan the flame and, help the gospel spread. So thank you. And if you're interested in how maybe you can connect or learn more, shoot us a message. We'll be happy to connect you. So anything else you want to say?
Thank you for having me on your podcast. And thank you all of the people who are listening, because you guys are listening to me since like 4 days now. So thank you so much for doing that. I really appreciate it.
God
bless.
You've done a great job. You were a little nervous, but you've done a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, when you take me in a bunch of other people.
Last night you shared in a life group. You were a little nervous, but you did a great job.
Okay. And we don't like do that. So you don't know like if we're engaged or not.
We don't shake our heads.
Justin does some when he talks to you. Justin does.
I don't know.
I'm bobbling my head now.
Is that a good Indian?
I'm making weird eyes too. Yeah. They don't do that.
I don't do that.
Justin made it through the podcast without doing his Indian accent.
I did that. I said that. I mean,
they make fun of me because I have an Indian English accent.
You know what?
What?
You did. You nod your head.
Yeah.
I think I give him like the eyes. I try to look at your friend. He's doing that. And
I
then
do. I do up and down. They do side to side, but I do this.
Yeah. It like, takes a while to get it too, because you'll be like, your dad, even who, which we're way closer, so he'll be direct. But I'm like, okay, do you want to go there instead? And then be like, and I'm like, is that a yes or is that a no? Or is that a you don't care?
It is. It's hard for us to tell.
We don't say we don't care. That's so
I know.
Rude.
I know. Ooh. But your head leads me to believe otherwise.
Sorry.
That's all right.
You've been to India enough times.
I have been enough times.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and Boggy Talk, thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Boggy Talk. We are so glad you joined in the conversation. Go ahead and subscribe so you don't miss a beat.